What you doing? I'm DAC Stories, your Otakutainer for this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about Junction X by Norihiko Kurozono, Chapter 29, A Single Fist. This chapter came out on December 3rd, 2023, and it's 21 pages, a couple more than usual. So this chapter actually has a cool title page, finally another one, of possibly, and I'm pretty sure, the fifth son, Zhao Yi. This whole time I didn't know this person's name, but if something struck with me after reading the manga chapter, and I was like, wait a minute, why is this so significant? Unless this person is important, then I realized, wait, it kind of looked familiar. And it's like, I don't think it was any of the original people that, you know, like betrayed, but is this one of the sons? And it was. I finally have a name. I'm pretty sure it's, we only see Zhao Yi in like one very brief panel among the all five brothers. And so it's really hard to catch unless you paid that much attention. I don't even know what made me think of it, like, exactly, like, oh wait, this is exactly it, because we also never get a name. I think it's because I recognize the person that Lee is fighting as one of the sons, and it's like, wait, are two of these both the son? Yeah, it is. Finally have a name, finally, after two chapters, on the third, I get it. Whatever. Anyways, we see Zhao Yi on the title page holding a sword made of Don Li. It's a technique called Wu Ye Hyong Di Jian, or the Five Mountain Emperor Sword. Really cool name. It's a cool technique. It's just a sword. It's a really long, like, cool sounding name for pretty much just a sword. But it is fast and it can extend, so it's a dangerous sword. Just such a long name. Now, Zhao Yi is done with training. We saw pretty much kind of playing around or acting like a mentor kind of character. Almost seems kind of like a likable character, but doesn't last too long because training's done. Use Xin Guan Manifest Spirit again to summon the Kung Kei Ming Guan, the Brilliant Peacock Queen. Again, it pops up behind Chao Yun, but ultimately it does nothing. It's just there, I guess, to intimidate. Chao Yun sees it, worried a little bit, but does nothing. However, we do see Chao Yun have a flashback of Lee, pretty much saying it's bad to let battles against stronger foes linger on, drag on too much. And what Chao Yun needs to do, gather a lot of Don Li into a single deadly strike. Coming out of the flashback, we see Zhao Yi attack Chao Yun, expecting to either dodge left or right, but to Zhao Yi's surprise, Chao Yun goes straight and sacrifices left arm, just getting cut off, in order to use this technique Lee taught, the Bagua Xiangtu or Bangua Strike. Which, as, okay, like, it's such a cool technique with such a simple name compared to Zhao Yi's sword, which had a long name for just a sword. This is like a catastrophe of a punch. The punch is so big that it needs two awesome double spreads to just depict the impact of it. And it's just Bagua Strike. Cool. I guess, yeah, the Bagua are strong, but just Bagua Strike, I don't know. I expected a cooler name than that. But yeah, after this, Zhao Yi is beat. Dead? I don't know. Lee said it was supposed to be a single deadly strike. His face is messed up, but doesn't look dead. The good guys usually are never the ones that, like, really kill the bad guys. So, probably not dead. But then we see Lee wrapping Zhao Yi's bloody stump and praising Zhao Yi for beating him. And this is when I was like, what was the significance? This is what made me realize, like, oh, is this one of the brothers? Yeah, it is. Because I was like, Chao Yun sacrificed an arm to beat this person, which seems, you know, for future fights, this whole conflict isn't over yet. You might need another arm, but if this is one of the five sons, okay, I guess I can see where it is. And not only that, Lee also beat Zhao Fu. It seems pretty easily. We didn't get to see that fight, unfortunately. Wish we saw a little bit more, but Zhao Fu just laying unconscious in a forest. Don't know how he got all the way over there. Maybe Lee also used a Bagua Strike to just send Zhao Fu flying. I don't know. But is Zhao Fu dead? We don't know. Probably not. We only really get to see a beaten up face. Okay. So that is the end of Chow Yun's fight, and now we finally get to the part I've been wanting to see this whole time. We cut to Jira Lee going down memory lane at the Tomb of a Thousand Kings. It's only two pages, but we see Jira Lee and Dao Shi Qian about to charge to the top through some big Jiangshi. And that's all we get to see. Chapter ends right there, but am I excited for the next chapter. I'm so excited for the next chapter to see finally what Julie's going to be doing. And it seems like wherever this is going to be has the potential to be really cool, but we finally get to see Julie's story and some flashbacks too. Hopefully not too long, just a little spurt. Like the little one or two page kind of flashbacks, I'm okay with, because it's just like, this is what you need to know about what happened. Cool. We don't need a whole chapter of it, but maybe a page, maybe two. That's fine. I can deal with that, but I'm so excited to see what Julie's gonna be doing. Ooh, but yeah, this chapter in general, it was pretty cool. It was really just to build up, like, let's show something really cool. Let's show this really cool punch in a single strike. And it was really cool. We kind of saw another side of Zhao Yi at the very end. A whole lot of story building up, maybe not, but hey, the conflict, or at least this fight, is over with, and we're getting to move on. Now, last thing, of course, is the title. It's obvious. It was referring to Chao Yun gathering up the Don Li into a single fist. That's all it takes. And it could also refer to the fact that now Chao Yun is just left with a single fist. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how much fighting Chao Yun actually does at the end of this. You would imagine everyone gathers at the ending conflict to come together, put all their strength into one, and really fight it out with this last bad guy. Chao Yun really seems to be down. Only one fist left. Could still do something, but I don't know. We'll have to see. But let me know what you thought, because there's a lot of cool stuff to talk about. We finally realized Zhao Yi's name. It's not just a no-name person. I started my notes still with just no name, and then at the end realized I had to change it. But yeah, let's talk more about it. You can leave a comment. You can follow me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord. Got a little group there. Links to all of that will be in the description. And hey, I also want to thank my Ko-fi members. I have them now. Thank you to Vix Lab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to help support me on Ko-fi, I have multiple tiers, $1, $2 tiers. Gets you these shout outs, gets you some notes, some bloopers, stuff like that. I'll leave a description in, I'll leave a link in the description for this too. I really appreciate if you do. Of course, it's voluntary, but you know, I'm thankful either way. But if you like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But that is all I have to say about this chapter of Junction X. Until next time, I have been your talk retainer, The AC Stories. Thank you so much. Bye.